Drew Hochschild on the mound for the Loggers, then mowing them down. A lot of drama from Drew, loading up the bases, striking them out, loading them up again, striking them out the last inning here. He mowed them right down, no base runners on.
Three up, three down, that's nice.
And that's going to bring up Cam Davis, going to lead things off for the Bears. The left fielder followed by the catcher, Lincoln Groskowitz, and Alex Brendemuhl. And Cam Davis steps in here from the right side. Hochschild is the opening pitch. That a strike down at the knees. Gotta like that. 0-1 the count here to Davis. Hochschild digs in again. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Strike. He got a hold of that one. Rips it into right field. Braden Rivak out there to knock it down. First solid hit of the game here, I would say, from Clayton.
Yep.
Nothing hurt. Leadoff base runner on there, though, for Clayton. And
number one.
That's going to bring up the catcher, Lincoln Groskowitz. 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 We'll go with Groskowitz. And he's going to show bunt. And bunts through it. Strike one. Wasn't able to reach it. Fourth inning here, Troy. We're going to have to get Nash. Maybe we get Nash Abraham to make a little run for us. Nash, you come up here. I don't care if you got a broken leg.
Don't run.
Nash, and here's a pitch from Hochschild. They called timeout before the pitch could go. Nash, would you run and maybe go get me and Troy two burgers? And what else do we want, Troy?
That says I'm a drink. I'm good.
And something to drink.
I don't need a burger, Nash.
Yeah, we need a burger. We got to do the taste test. Part of the whole show, Troy.
I thought we were eating contest.
Eating. It's not an eating contest.
You might lose against me.
This is. This, oh, and there's a pickoff play. They catch the guy leading off of first. They got him in a pickle.
No.
And Ty's got it. Back and forth they go. And they keep throwing it high, and he gets on base. Oh, those were just horrible throw after horrible throw. And the pickle from the Loggers. Not sure who they were trying to throw it to. Everything was high. And the Bears luck out on that one. And a runner at second base here for the Bears. Ouch, that one really hurt. That should have been. That was a nice pickoff play from Hochschild.
We had him. We had him in the right spot.
We had him. That's about the third batter we had him, and they got on base or extended, whether it was a pass ball or this right here. Loggers making plays also. Like they need to practice that one a little bit better in practice. That was pretty rough, didn't it, Troy?
Yeah.
Hochschild brings the speed on that one. That might have been his fastest pitch. Brushed the Groskowitz off of the plate. And I believe 1-1 is the count. Hochschild checks the runner back. Here's the pitch. The curveball. And strike. Makes the count.
One ball, two strikes.
1-2 here now to Groskowitz. Oh, looks like we got brats here. Hey, they look like good brats. Hochschild. Oh, gets strike three on Groskowitz. A nice pitch from Hochschild. Here we go. Nash Abraham, you're a good man. No catch up, but that's all right. You did all right, buddy. Nash Abraham, we can't thank you enough. All right. There might be some mumbles here. We're going to enjoy a broad. We drove 2.5 hours to cover this game. I think everyone at home realizes we deserve a broad here. There's ball one from Hochschild. There's one out here. Bottom of the fourth inning. One out. It's 0-0 yet. There's a runner on second base here for the Bears. And got there. I guess off of an error. Throwing errors. There's strike one. Ball one, strike one. To Alex Brendemuhl. That's a good brat, Troy. You're going to have to give it an A+. Good bun and everything. And strike two here to Brendemuhl. Sometimes you get a crusty bun, you know, maybe they pulled it out of the freezer. We got some fresh ones here. Good job, Clayton. They knew we were coming.
Yep.
They didn't want a bad review from Jeff and Scott's local sports channel.
Got him. Strike three.
Got him. Strike three. Nice pitch from Hoshiel. Gets a second out of the inning. And a runner on second base here with two outs. We're going to bring up Brady Mum, the designated hitter. That's good. We got some nice fresh cold water. Mine's been baking in the sun over here. About 87 degrees. And here's the pitch from Hoshiel. Checks back the runner. Runner goes. Dirt. A late throw. Oh, it goes into the outfield.
He's out. They called him out. His interference at home.
They called him out?
Yep. Umpire called him out. He stepped right in Levi's way, and he did.
Ah, there we go. So there was a reason it went to the outfield. And a nice job. Runner is out. That ends the inning. And a big play right there. And I didn't see exactly what happened. That's the third out of the inning, though. And the loggers, hey, we're getting some luck bouncing our way here. It was the batter stepped in the catcher's way as he threw it to third base and went into the outfield. The Bears thought they got a run, but taken away. And at the end of four innings, it's still 0-0. Woo! And Mike Hoshiel wiping the sweat off his forehead on that one right there. We're going to send it back to 98 Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local communities since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Strongman Home Furnishings is proud to be part of the Park Falls and Ashland communities and wishes all area high school athletes the best in their sporting endeavors. You're all winners, on and off the court, on and off the field, and on and off the course. Strongman Home Furnishings helps bring you the sports broadcast. And whether win or lose, we are in your corner with a full showroom filled with a variety of furniture, including sectional sofas, love seats, up north style furniture, as well as bedroom sets and dining room set. Mattresses with two-sided options, plus over 50 recliners to choose from. At Strongman Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, Wisconsin.
Jeff Hakeman along with Troy Henderson here in Clayton, Wisconsin. And we have high school regional first-round action between the Phillips Loggers and the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears. Sounds like we got to take on two schools here tonight. Hey, no big deal. We're up for the challenge. And Sawyer Kuchaba, the announcer, couldn't say his name any quieter. Let's go, Sawyer Kuchaba! And Kuchaba from the right side. Isaiah Buck having a nice ball game here, pitching really well for the Bears. First pitch to Kuchaba. Kuchaba gets under that one. He's going to hit it to the outfield. It could be trouble. Shortstop makes a nice play in the outfield, though. And Kuchaba lined out for their popped out for the second time of the game. Going to bring up Lane Abraham. His little brother, the MVP of the game so far, bringing us those brats, huh, Troy? Let's see what Lane's going to do here in his second at bat. Hear that snap in the brat? That's a good brat.
Yep.
And here's the pitch. Ooh. Strike to Lane. First pitch strike to Abraham.
Swing that bat, Leaner.
Lane in his second year of baseball. And really coming along. And here's the pitch. We never got to coach him in Little League, did we, Troy?
I did it, I think, 1 or 2 years, and then he took a couple years off.
So he's been there, took a break, now he's back. 1-1 is the count here to Lane Abraham with one out. Isaiah Buck doing a good job on the mound for the Bears. Throwing strikes, that's what we like to see. Abraham gets on that one, fouls it off right side, just behind it a little bit.
Yep, quicker hands.
Oh,
One ball, two strikes.
We're in the top of the fifth inning. 0-0. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on. Isaiah Buck with the pitch. That one outside. Two balls, one strike. One strike or two strikes?
I think it's two strikes. I think it's 2-2.
Two strikes. Thanks, Dave. 2-2 is the count here to Abraham. Got to protect. There it is. There he does. Hits that one into the outfield. Might get it over the center fielder's head. He does. That one's going to bounce to the wall. He routes first. Going to second. He's going to stand up at second base with a double. Lane Abraham with the biggest hit of the night. The junior. There we go. Lane Abraham. Getting things going here for the Loggers. See if this little stretch of juniors can get something going here. Braden Reback had some nice swings in that last at bat. Not a big lead from Abraham at all. Here's Buck. That one outside. Reback takes ball one. If the Loggers can get something going, a little rally here in the fifth inning, we'll take it. Winner of this game is going to play at Cumberland on Tuesday. Buck looks the runner back. Here's the pitch. That one outside gets to the fence. And Abraham, he's going to take third. Never thought we'd say that, but look at the wheels on Lane Abraham over there. I won't tell everyone the running joke because he's the slowest player on the team always. He grew, though, and got faster all of a sudden. That's all right. I'm going to give him trouble about that until he graduates. All right, Lane at third base, making things happen. Is he going to be able to score on another one? Braden, a swing and a miss.
Just missed it.
Two balls, one strike to Braden Reback.
Here's our chance, Jeff. Braden in third, score a run here.
Braden from the right side. There's the pitch, and a swing and a miss, strike two. He's seen it. Stay confident, Braden Reback. And here's the 2-2 pitch. And foul tip, but caught. Strikeout. Reback goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Going to bring up Jack Kowicki. Jack Kowicki, the senior. Tried to get something going with Aiden Tobias, the leadoff batter, on deck. Best scoring opportunity of the game so far. Kowicki had a three-hit game a couple weeks ago.
He did. He did very good.
Started out the season a lot on the bench, or not on the bench, getting DH'd for.
Correct.
And made a few nice plate appearances. We're seeing him here tonight.
Heck of a center fielder.
Yeah.
He can cover ground and makes a lot of good catches
for
us.
Jack's fast out there. There's a swing and a miss from Kowicki. We got ball one, strike one.
I think it's ball
one. And one. 1-1 here to Kowicki. Runner on third base with two outs. Here's the pitch from Buck. That one high and outside. Abraham, Lane Abraham at third base. And here's Buck. From the stretch, that one outside. Runner on base always causes the pitcher a little bit of, just makes them think a little bit more, and that's why you see things happen, and even, you know, with two outs, you see a lot of things happen.
And Lane doesn't like to talk when he's out there.
Yeah, Lane's a big talker.
Which is good.
Always the biggest mouth on any team he plays on. Here he is. That one outside. Kowicki takes ball four. We got runners on the corners here. Aiden Tobias.
Leadoff. Number one hitter. Big spot here.
Schmader, as the boys call him. And we got a meeting at the mound. Timeout here. Going to stay right here. We're going to take this moment. They got a new pitcher coming in. Looks like a new pitcher right now. Going to get some warm-up throws. Yeah, so we're going to see. It looks like the first baseman, Brendan Wagner, looks like he's going to pitch. No, not him. It's going to be a different one. It was the right fielder.
Right fielder.
So the right fielder looks like Alex Brendemulch or Brendemuhl coming in to pitch here. Going to get some practice pitches. We're going to stay right here while we warm up. Not going to send it back to 98Q Country right now. Timeout on the field. New pitcher here. And in some trouble right now with runners on the corner. The Loggers have their first real threat to the game here right now with two outs. And up to bat right now is going to be Schmader, the junior, the leadoff batter, the first baseman, who we've seen Aiden come through many times in situations. Excited to see what he's going to do in this opportunity. We're going to go over our high school sports sponsors, thanking all these businesses for helping bring you this game. And we got Forward Bank. We've got Forward Insurance. Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and Heckman Auction. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Gotti not able to make it here tonight. Got some auctions going on. Gave him a call. It's trouble. I didn't know if anyone was going to make it here. I almost sent you with the radio stuff, Troy, and said you're on your own.
We could have did her.
That was Joel. That was Joel's idea anyways. I told Joel I was having trouble getting to this game here. And he said, I know one of those guys, Troy Henderson or something, could probably do it.
We'd do it.
So I wanted to make sure I helped you out here, though, Troy, and we made it. But anyways, game just about underway here. Biggest moment of the game here. No pressure at all, Aiden Tobias. Runners on the corner.
He's a smart batter. Doesn't swing at a lot of stuff out of the strike zone.
Yeah, a smart player. He's always been like that. And here's the pitch. And heat there, a different style coming from this pitcher. A little more over the top. Kind of that, trying to think of the name of that pitcher from the Giants. Lincecum. Looks like that, bringing it. And there we got a strike. 1-1 is the count here to Aiden Tobias. Runners on the corners, two outs. 0-0 ball game in the top of the fifth inning.
I would send Jack right now.
And that one's strike two. And a good opportunity to send Jack. Jack's got some speed down there. Kulwicki at first. Abraham at third. Abraham got to be on his toes on a pass ball. And here's the pitch. That one outside. Tobias held back.
Jack stole second.
And Jack took off to second. Good call there. So runners at second and third here with two outs. And Dave, is it 2-2? I think 2-2 is the count. Is the pitch to Schmader. That one inside. Full count.
Full count.
Schmader with Daniel Adamitis up.
On deck.
Yeah, Adamitis on deck, I should say. And maybe we need a Mickey Mouse umbrella like that one.
Yeah.
That'd be good. We'd look classy under that. And here's the pitch. And fouled back up high into the tree behind us. We're safe. And the young man runs to go get that. Wonder if he gets to bring it in and get that quarter or candy bar. You got something. It was a quarter, probably. Always a race to go get it back in the day. This kid kind of jogged back there. He had no competition going after it. All right. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a swing and a miss from Tobias. Strikes him out. Gets out of the inning. A big pitch. A big strikeout from Alex Brendemuhl. Ends the top of the fifth inning. It's still 0-0 here in Clayton. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Jeff Haken and Roofing, the most experienced roofing company in the area, specializing in steel and shingled roofs. Materials are sourced locally, and they take pride in their work. Quality is their number one goal. Insured and estimates are free. Check out the website, jeffhakenandroofing.com. That's H-E-I-K-K-I-N-E-N, jeffhakenandroofing.com, or call or text 715-820-2880. Jeff Haken and Roofing, a proud supporter of local sports.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Troy Henderson here in Clayton, Wisconsin. We have first round regional action baseball between the Phillips Loggers and the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears. Quite the game here so far. It's 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning, just getting underway. And stepping in right now is, who do we got there? Number three, the leadoff hitter, Isaiah Buck, who's been pitching a gem here tonight, along with Drew Hochschild, still on the mound for the Loggers. And here's a pitch from Hochschild. Changeup for a strike. Nice pitch from Hochschild. He's had Isaiah Buck's number in this game here so far. Hochschild doing a great job here tonight. The pitch from the lefty. That one fouled back. Going to get that car. No, it doesn't even make it to the fence. And no kids running to that ball. A couple ladies walking to it. Guess that's a lost thing.
Not a lot of little kids here tonight.
There's not. Maybe I should go run after them. This is portable. Here, a sidearm pitch from Hochschild.
Good block by Levi.
Yeah.
In front.
1-1 is the count here. Isaiah Buck. Winner's going to go to Cumberland on Tuesday. Hochschild with the pitch. Oh, that one looked good. And it's going to be called ball. 2-1 is the count.
I think it's 2-2.
2-2 is the count. There we go.
He had a strike, and then he fouled that one.
It's really stressing me out, that bulb that's out on the scoreboard. And here's Hochschild with the 2-2 pitch. That one fouled back again. Oh, and she almost caught it that time. We'll tell everyone on the race. She caught it. Nice catch from the fan.
Ronnie and Tobias, she almost caught it.
She did. Hochschild with the 2-2 pitch. Buck foul or hits that one high. It's playable. Abraham gets underneath it and makes a nice catch. Lane Abraham catches the high foul ball and gets the first out of the fifth inning. The one down here and stepping up to bat. Going to be Walker Corish, the shortstop. He's made some nice plays at shortstop. Here's a pitch. Curveball. That one left a little high. Ball one. Got a feeling my batteries might be going dead. I'm going to have to get ready to replace if they do, Troy. Seem to have that problem once in a while. Look at that. I got backups ready to go. $10 batteries. That's what they charge now. Do you know that?
Popeye, right. Aiden Tobias here.
Big catch from Tobias.
Two outs.
Two down. Two pop-ups here. I think when we go to break, we'll switch out batteries. Two down here. Bottom of the fifth inning. The way runners are going, we're going to be here till midnight, so I got
could,
lights.
Could be.
We got none better to do.
We got extra batteries, we're good to go.
We're good to go. Yeah, we got batteries. We're good. All right. There are two outs?
Two down.
Two down. Here's the pitch. Ooh. Ball down low to Brendan Wagner. One and 0 is the count here. With two outs, no runners on, it's 0-0 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lashio lit the pitch. Ball up high. Everyone playing straight away here right now. Oshield, Wagner, and Wagner hits that one. Pop-up could be trouble. Looks like Kulwicki makes the catch for the third out of the inning. Good job from Jack Kulwicki. And it's still 0-0 at the end of five. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
Woodruff Appliance and TD doesn't want you to miss any big plays this sports season. They've got a great selection of large, state-of-the-art TVs. They've also got the knowledge to help you select the best TV for you and your family. They've got a great selection, and the prices can't be beat. Whatever the season, football, baseball, hockey, or hoops, they've got what you're looking for. Woodruff Appliance and TV, the experienced professionals for all your entertainment and kitchen appliance needs.
Doctors Leeson, Pinsel, and Kessinger are LPK Dental. For over 35 years, LPK Dental has given you lots of reasons to smile. From general dentistry to same-day crowns to Invisalign implants, root canal, Botox, and more. It's all state-of-the-art treatment and technology. They accept care credit, VA patients, new patients, emergency patients, and their own dental membership plan. See Facebook or make an appointment at lpkdental.com. Locations at 4th Avenue North of Park Falls and Oak Street in Woodruff. At LPK Dental, they will make you smile.
We're back here, Jeff Haken, and along with Troy Henderson here in Clayton, Wisconsin, for first round regional action between the Phillips Loggers and the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears. We're starting the top of the sixth inning. It's 0-0 here, Troy. What a game we've had for no runs. It's been a lot of action going on here. We're having a good time and happy to bring you guys this game here tonight. Got a new pitcher at the end of that last inning, Alex Brennemuehl, coming in for Isaiah Buck, and Brennemuehl got that big out, striking out Aiden Tobias to end that inning. And see what Brennemuehl going to do here in this sixth inning. Daniel Adamitis steps in. Adamitis from the right side. I think he's 0-for-2 here today so far that he can do against Brennemuehl. And here's the pitch. And a strike. Looks like Brennemuehl throws hard and throws strikes, gets right at it.
He's good at hiding the ball.
Yeah.
His release.
It's hard to find the delivery. And there it is. Like I said, it's kind of that Tim Lincecum pitch.
Yep.
Where it's hard to pick up on it. Not a big player.
No.
But finds the power. 0-2 is the count here.
Yep.
And strike three to Adamitis.
First backward K tonight.
Yep, yeah, first backward K of the night. That's not bad. You don't like to see it at any time, but. And Drew Oshield, the big sweep from the left side. That's two batters and two strikeouts for Brennemuehl. Could be their closer. So with one out here, Drew Oshield steps in. Oshield can get under one at any moment. Let's see if he does.
Not that one. It was almost over his head.
It was. Ball one here to Drew Hochschild. I don't think they're going to throw much right down the middle at him.
I wouldn't think so.
And playing him to pull out in the outfield. And that one fouled off left side. 1-1 will be the count here. Big, huge gap out in center field.
Yes, if he can put it over shortstop's head, he can run ways.
A shot up the middle is going to be an automatic double. Oshield digs in here. Brennemuehl, that one up high. It's 2-1 to Oshield. Oshield steps out. 0-0 is a score here, top of the sixth inning. Two balls, one strike here to Drew with one out. The pitch, Oshield misses on that one. And 2-2 is the count here to Drew.
Come on, Drew.
Drew's had a heck of a game here tonight so far. And here's the pitch, that one outside. And a full count we have. Loggers need a base runner any way they can. Shield from the left side. Steps in. In a 0-0 ball game. Top of the six. Full count. Drew swings through that one and misses. For the second out of the inning, Brendan Mule has it rolling right now. And Ethan Podmolik stepping in for the Loggers with two outs. Ethan Podmolik, the senior.
Two outs. Nothing better to start a little rally right here.
You got it. A lot of things happen with two outs. See if the Loggers is able to get something rolling. We need a rally. Rally inning right here. Ethan Podmolik, the senior, up to bat. This is a pitch. Strike on the outside corner. Brendan Mule bringing the heat. Feel like they saved them for this moment, Troy.
Yeah, it's do or die right now.
Yeah.
So you play to win.
Yeah, I don't feel like it was a... This is second option. And another strike, strike two to Podmolik. Brendan Mule's really got everyone off balance here for the Loggers. Ethan Podmolik from the right side with two outs and fouls that one back. Stays alive. Stays alive here in the sixth inning. Two outs, is it? 0-2, Dave?
Yes.
0-2 is the count. Dave Pishkar, our official scorekeeper in front of us, he's been keeping stats all night. On his hands. And Podmolik slaps this one in outfield. Oh, it's a little too far. The right fielder makes the catch. Ends the inning.
Right fielder playing way in.
Yeah, they're playing in on him. He slapped it out in outfield. Got it right to him there. So that's the end of the top of the sixth inning. It's still 0-0 here in Clayton, Wisconsin. Phillips Loggers tied with the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
You'll always score big when you shop at Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store. They have everything you'll need for your remodeling projects. The paint, the stain, the power tools, the plumbing supplies, yard and garden, plus items for your backyard birds, too. And they even have kitchen and laundry appliances, too. Phillips Lumber and Hardware, your do-it-best store, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin. Game day will always be a big win when you grab all of your beer, wine, spirits, snacks, and more from your local Brandy Lake BP in Woodruff. And while you're there, fuel up with BP gasoline with Invigorate, designed to prevent dirt buildup, and then run your vehicle through their advanced technology touchless car wash for that sparkly, shiny, clean vehicle. Brandy Lake BP. Always, every day low prices at a great value. Highway 51 North in Woodruff.
And we're back here, Jeff Haken and Troy Henderson here in Clayton, Wisconsin for opening round playoff action here. It's the first round of regionals, and the Phillips Loggers traveling over to Clayton here. Take on the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears in first round action, and what the ball game it is here. We're in the bottom of the sixth inning. It's still 0-0, but there's been a lot going on, a lot of big plays to end innings. A lot of defensive plays, some great pitching performances. That base is loaded twice with no outs, and Loggers coming through to finish off the inning somehow. And what do we got leading off there, Troy?
Heidi Joe, I think, or
Brady Job.
I guess Heidi would be a girl's name.
Yeah. Never known these days, Troy.
Yeah.
All right, here's the pitch. From Hoshield, that one up high to Joe. Ball one. So I'm getting down a little bit lower. Really hard to see things now. All I see is sweat in my sunglasses. And that one fouled back into the trees. Oh, it almost got the blue car. Just sneaking out of the way. And one the count here. And here's the pitch from Hoshield. That one fouled back again. And now we got the kids out there ready to chase down some balls. They must have just got done with practice. And one the count here
One ball, two strikes.
1-2 is the count here. Good thing we got you here, Troy. I don't have a clue what the count is. And Hochschild steps out. Like the batter called timeout, stepped out of the box. 1-2. A light bulb on the scoreboard. Really, really making me angry, Troy. And here's the pitch from Hochschild. That one up high. 3 balls, 1 strike. Maybe 2 balls. They got two up there.
Should be 2-2.
2-2. 2-2 the count here to Brady Jobe. The pitch from Hochschild. Curveball. Left high. Going to be a full count. With no runners on here. Bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-0 score. Full count to Brady Jobe. Hochschild with the pitch. That one a strike and pull. That was the first real anyone that got around on Hochschild on that.
He squared up on him. But
and we talked about that third time through the lineup is when they start to.
Yep.
And Hochschild's in there right now. Brady Jobe with a head on that one. Fouled it off the left field side. Still full count.
High heat right here would work.
Like the high heat pitch. Let's see it, Drew. High heat, a little too high on that one. And Drew was thinking the same thing. And Dane Mum, the second baseman, at the bat here with nobody out, runner on first base, bottom of the sixth inning. You know Clayton really wants to score one right now.
They're in a steal here.
If Hochschild be able to keep him on with Tobias. You know this is a stolen base coming. Hochschild steps off. Base runner goes back to first base. No outs. Runner on first. And Dane Mum up to bat. Mum from the right side. And here's the pitch. That one up high. Hochschild with a little changeup.
Got to watch him here. It
was upstairs. And Hochschild's got him on his mind. I'd throw it back to first base 6 times. 6 consecutive times. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Nice pitch by Drew there.
Yeah, Drew. Real nice fastball there. 1-1 the count?
That I don't know.
Yeah. Count's been a struggle here for me tonight, Troy. Hochschild shakes off the sign. Shakes it off again. And again. Batter steps out. I like that. Drew steps back on. Batter steps in. It's Drew Hochschild. Brady Jobe. Or Dane Mum. Who do we got up? Dane Mum. The pitch. Mum gets under that one. I can't see where it went.
Braden.
Oh, and unable to get by it. It's thrown out at second base from Revac as the batter had to hang tight just a little bit, or the runner had to hang tight, not knowing if it was going to be caught. Braden picked it up, rifled it to second base for the out. A big play over there in right field. That's the second time I've seen Braden throw a runner out in the infield from the outfield.
Yes.
Once it was at first base, which you never see.
Ty just missed it. He dove for it, and it bounced.
Yeah, Ty came up fast on that one. It was just out of his reach. And a dangerous hit ball. The Loggers making a big play right there. We got one out. And that one fouled back by Cam Davis, the left fielder. So we got Dane Mum on first base with one out for the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears.
That's probably what kept them close at first, because Ty was going for it.
It was exactly what it was. That's why we got him there.
Got him at second.
There was a play on it. And, you know, if Ty wouldn't have really ran at that one, the runner would have gone, because Braden did. And there we get a pickoff play at first. See if we're going to get this pickle play.
Take him to what?
And here we're going to go.
Take him to
back
what?
To second. And they're going to get him in the pickle. They learned this time. Drew Hochschild with a nice play over at first base. I don't know if you got to see that on Facebook at all. The Loggers failed a couple of innings ago. This time, Drew with a beautiful pickoff to first base. Gets the runner sweeping, we'll say. And they get him in the pickle this time. Two down.
He has that stall move. He gets, goes in his windup, and he kind of just pauses there.
Yep. And the runner made a move while Drew was paused. And you love seeing it. Loggers have been full of surprise plays. Hochschild now with two outs, a little less pressure here, and a curveball. Hochschild. One ball, no strikes here. Who do you got? Cam Davis up there, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Davis shoots one into right or left field.
Nice hit.
Yeah. That one sounded good. And the third time through the lineup, like we said, they starting to poke on this ball a little bit more each time. That's why you play the seven innings. And Brady Volz, recognizing that as well, comes out. Going to talk a few things over with Hochschild. See if he's going to make a move or not. Asking Drew what he's got left. Timeout on the field, we'll say. We're going to keep it right here for a little bit, see what the Loggers decide.
I think Drew's doing just fine.
Yeah, Drew's got plenty left in the tank yet.
I think he just called a timeout, kind of let everybody relax a little bit. And
explain the situation going on. Runner at first base here. And we're going to stay with Hochschild. Runner at first base, two outs. Loggers trying to get through this bottom of the sixth inning. Up to bat right now. Got to throw some strikes to this guy. This is the catcher, Lincoln Grosskreutz. Grosskreutz? We're not sure. But he's 5'5", and it's hard to pitch to him.
He's a short kid.
Short kid?
Looks athletic, though.
Oh, yeah. Wrestler, like you said. And a swing and a miss. Nice pitch from Drew.
If he's not a wrestler, he should be.
Yeah. No balls, one strike. No balls, two strikes, a swing and a miss. Drew looking for one more strike to get out of this inning. Loggers, let's see if they can put something on the board.
Got him a little low fastball there. No, I would come up a little bit.
Hochschild steps off. Timeout's called by the batter. Grosskreutz cuts out or steps out. And here we go. Hochschild gets the sign. Runner at first base. Two outs. Here's a pitch. Swing and a miss again. A big strikeout from Drew Hochschild. Ends the inning at the end of six. It's 0-0. The Clayton Turtle Lake Bears and the Phillips Loggers. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a one-minute timeout.
The best things in life are free, like our checking accounts. That's right, free checking for businesses and individuals. Make the most of your checking accounts by accessing it with a Forward Bank debit card. Through mobile or online banking, using the person-to-person payment service and the ATMs, and yes, all of those features are free too. Visit forward.bank to open up your checking account online or stop in and visit with the Park Falls and Phillips teams. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Want to beat inflation? Buy at online auction. The advantages are you help your local community members, the money stays local, and there are great deals. You can also buy many items at one place. Download our app or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Looking for entertainment in the Northwoods? Try bidding online at heckmanauction.com. It's fun, it's fast, and you can help your fellow community members. Download our app on your mobile device or go to heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah, boys.
And we're back here. Jeff Haken and along with Troy Henderson in Clayton, Wisconsin. It's the Phillips Loggers traveling to Clayton to take on the Bears of Turtle Lake and Clayton. And we're in the top of the seventh inning. Not a run has been scored. It's 0-0. We're ready for some action here to see what Sawyer Kuchiba can do for us here. Yeah, sophomore.
Levi leading off.
Oh, Levi leading off here. Okay.
He must have been hiding in a dugout.
Yep. Levi leading off, followed by Sawyer Kutcheva. Levi the senior. Levi gets on base. Things can happen. He's one of those players with the it factor. You know what I mean? Things happen around Levi. He's kind of like that Colin Kleinschmidt where, you know, players you want out there with the ball in their hands or their moment on the line. See what Levi's going to be able to do here. Levi, from the right side, he steps in. Brendan Mule still on the mound. First pitch, strike. Going to have to be aggressive against Brendan Mule because he'll get ahead of you real quick. One of those that you don't really want to take a first strike off of him. The pitch from Brendan Mule, and Levi swings through that one, and it's because of that right there. He throws a first pitch strike, and then the second one's just a nasty pitch.
Right.
And he's had a lot of batters down 0-2, and it's 0-2 to Levi Durr. And Levi fouls that back. Where'd it go, Troy? Keep it safe.
You're all right.
Almost took me out. Thanks, Troy.
I got you.
The sun blinding on us right now over the left field fence. Here's the pitch from Brendan Mule. The 0-2. Strike three to Durr. Levi strikes out for the first out of the inning. Kutcheva steps in. Sure likes to say Sawyer Kutcheva's name quiet. Every time Sawyer comes to bat. He knows how to get under my skin, Troy.
Yeah.
All right. Sawyer Kutcheva, we'll say his name loud, shows bunt. He does, and fouls that one right back at us. Fence saved us again. So Sawyer just underneath that one a little bit. Seen his dad, Joe, here somewhere. Those over there watching. Joe made the trip. Oh, there's Ted and Nicole. A lot of them made the trip. Oh, there's a lot of fans over there. There's Ted and Nicole.
Oh, yeah. Jamie's
here. And there's a strike to Sawyer.
Now we're down again.
0-1. We get down in the count right away to this guy.
0-2.
0-2. 0-2 again. Every time, and then we're kind of poking at something. One out here. 0-2 is the count to Kutcheva. The pitch. He hits that one. Kutcheva heard some good back on that. He pokes it out into right field.
Nice hit.
Yeah, Sawyer Kutcheva having himself a season. Lane Abraham, who had a nice poke earlier, had that leadoff double, I believe it was.
Yep.
Ended up stealing third.
I see the outfielders backing up a little bit.
The time for Lane to just bloop one right over the infield.
Yep.
Big. That is a big gap over. Lane can get a hold of this one down the left field line. Really playing him.
Yep.
To go opposite field. Kutcheva with a couple steps off. Here's the pitch. Kutcheva goes. A bunt down. Nice bunt by Abraham. He's running it out. And they get him, but they advance the runner. So a nice bunt from Lane. Advances the runner. Does his job. And a base hit could possibly score a run here.
Come on, Braden.
Braden Revac. Look for Braden to really step into it.
Find the gap out in the outfield.
Top of the seventh inning with two outs. Runner at second base. And a timeout on the field. We're going to have a meeting at the mound. We're going to stay right here. Hey, we'll take this moment and go over our high school sports sponsors. We want to thank Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Schwamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Phillips Park Falls BP, Park Falls BP, Jeff Haken and Roofing, and Heckman Auction, heck yeah. Thank all our sponsors bringing you guys this game. We're going to thank Jeff Haken and Troy Henderson bringing his game as well. That two-hour drive and sit on these bleachers for 2 hours.
You think over the years they'd come out with a comfortable bleacher.
You would. You think over these years I'd remember to bring a cushion or something. I got to blame someone, Troy.
Yeah.
All right, Braden Revac. Let's go, Brado! Braden Revac stepping in. Big moment right here. Here's a pitch. That one a strike. Didn't like that one. And the wind picking up.
Yes, it is.
We got it blowing out to left field. With the left fielder playing in. Loop one over his head. Scores a run. Here's a pitch. That one outside. Good eye from Revac. And two outs here. Bottom of the seventh inning, or top of the seventh inning. 0-0 ball game here. Loggers have a runner at second base here. Here's the 1-1 to Revac. That one outside. One ball, or two balls, one strike now to Braden. Jack Kulwicki on deck.
Two outs.
Two down. And Brendan Mule on the mound. Started out this game out in right field. Came in as pitching strong here for the Bears. And he steps off. Trying to keep Kuchaba honest at second base. Kuchaba now with a big lead over there.
No, he wasn't off very far, but getting his attention at least, which is
good. And here's the 2-1 pitch to Revac. That one up high. 3-1. Good eye from Revac.
Be selective here, Braden.
Yeah, I mean, a hitter's count right here. 3-1. You want to swing at a good one for sure.
It's there driving.
And here's the pitch, the 3-1. That one up high. Ball 4 to Braden Revac. A nice at-bat for Braden. And that's going to bring up the senior, Jack Kulwicki, who Jack's not afraid of nothing right now. Jack's been having a nice senior season. Football, basketball, baseball, playing all three.
Another kid I coached a lot.
Yeah. Kulwicki. From the right side. Here's the pitch. Strike to Kulwicki, and that's that first pitch. You got to go at it.
85% of them
yep.
are right down in the middle.
And then he throws a nasty one second here that we swing at and go down 0-2. It seems like every single one. Here it is. That one outside. Nice eye from Kulwicki. Looks like a good pitch there.
Everyone be positive.
Be positive. That's why I got you here, Troy. Sometimes I lose it by the seventh inning. Troy Anderson, keeping me calm here tonight, guys. We're having a good time, Troy.
For sure.
All right. Here's a 1-1. Runners are going. Oh, get down. They do get down. A stolen base. Oh, it got to the outfield. Good thing they held up. Oh, it was so close to being able to go. With two outs, you can't take that chance.
No.
Not with Kuchaba over there. Not the fastest kid over there at third base. Aggressive, though, and knows what's going on.
And they're lucky that left fielder came in and backed him up.
Because look where he is. He's
right.
Playing to pull.
Right.
Probably the play of the game from the left
right
fielder
there.
Over there.
Yep.
Saving a run here right now. Big moment here right now there. Two down. Runners at second, third for the Loggers. Jack Kulwicki up. Brendan Mule, he's throwing a gem here, though. See what Kulwicki can do.
Come on.
Be quick on it, Jack. Here he is. That one up high.
Sawyer, don't get too far off third.
And you have Tobias on deck. Top of the seventh inning. Never been more important. Revac at second. Kuchaba at third. Kulwicki. Here's the 2-2. A swing and a miss. Ends the inning. A big pitch and strikeout from Alex Brendan Mule. Ends the top of the seventh inning for the Loggers. It's still 0-0. Oh, my goodness, Troy. We got a ball game here. And we're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a 1-minute timeout.
I
AP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
And welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken, and along with Troy Henderson here in Clayton / Turtle Lake, Wisconsin. We're in Clayton, but taking on the Clayton Turtle Lake Bears, and we're entering the bottom of the seventh inning. It's still 0-0 in one of the better games without scoring a run we've seen in a while. A lot of drama, a lot of on the edge of our seats over here, and it's been Alex Brendan Mule coming in as a relief pitcher, just doing his job for Clayton, keeping us from scoring here. We've had our opportunities, and we got a new pitcher here for the Loggers. Looks like it's going to be Daniel Adamitis pitching this bottom of the seventh inning. Nothing easy about that. Following up Drew's gem. Daniel's done a nice job, a nice confident senior. That's the kid you want coming out there right now. Senior coming in.
Yeah, Daniel can pitch very well.
And leading off is going to be the eight hitter. This is the seven hitter, Alex Brendemuhl. He's the one that came in pitching. So the pitcher up to bat. And here it is. And he hits this one to Henderson, scoops it up, gets out at first place, at first base, not first place. And Ty Henderson, big play to start off that inning. Ty's had a couple nice plays over here, couple outs he got, and also one of the big plays of the game was trying to get at that one where Braden threw him out at second base. Ty having a nice ball game at second base here today. Here's Adamitis again. Going to pitch to Brady Mum. First pitch strike from Adamitis. Loggers shooting for extra innings.
So we hope for right now. Got to hold them here.
Here's the 0-1 from Adamitis. That one hits the ground, goes to the backstop. And it sounded like Randy Macho Man Savage over there in the dugout. I heard a big, loud, oh, yeah.
Slim Jims.
Oh, yeah. A lot of energy over there from the Bears dugout. And a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2 here now to Brady Mum. With no runners on, 0-0, bottom of the seventh inning, one out. Is it 1-2? 1-2 pitch. Strike three, a curveball from Daniel Adamitis. And Daniel's got, I don't know if that was a curveball or changeup, but
curveball.
Nice curveball from Daniel. He's got a couple nice junk pitches. I know he throws a nice changeup, too.
Yep.
And going to bring up Chase Schmidt, the third baseman, with two down. And Drew Hoshield over at first base now. Tobias, where did Aiden go?
Probably came out.
On the bench. Gotcha. And first pitch ball to Chase Schmidt. So who's out and left right now? Oh, Braden's out and left. Okay, there we go. Jack's still out in center fielder. Here's the pitch. That one fouled back into the trees. The young man's going to get at that one. There's a fight. Oh, he gets it. Going to bring that one in. A good fight over there, Troy.
Yeah.
And with two down here. Here's the pitch. A changeup. It was beautiful. Looked like a strike. What was it, a ball?
Low and inside.
Low and inside. See what the count is here. 2-2 is the count. Here's a pitch from Adamitis. That one in the ground. It's going to be full count. No, 3-1.
3-1.
3-1.
He did say 2-2, though.
He did. Our scorekeeper. our scorekeeper threw me off on that one. But he's been pretty accurate, too. That one in the ground. And